Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour here, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. We got a little bit more coming up on Van Morrison, the singer. You may remember some of his hits.
The biggest song is Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown Eyed Girl. I don't know what the other ones are.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Is there another one? Or was he like a one hit?
No, he had a few.
Yeah, he's been around for quite some time.
So he's got a lot to say on the subject of these ridiculous coronavirus crackdowns, lockdowns, restrictions that have, as you pointed out, Captain, you're a musician, they have destroyed the live performance industry, whether we're talking about music or comedy or, you know, whatever other
theater, whatever
thing to bring people together into a physical location. I'm not going to watch your play on Zoom. Not going to do it.
Yeah, it's just not. It doesn't have the same kind of.
Yeah. It's not real. It's not the same. You cannot duplicate. Video is a good thing to have for the purpose of having a memory of a thing. It's like I actually had a guy who put the fireworks show on at Forkfest this year named Joel. He called me up today and to say thank you for recording video of the fireworks show that he did, which he's been doing for 42 years, and no one's ever recorded anything more than, you know, a quick clip with their phone or whatever, right? So he's never had the whole show actually recorded. So he thanked me for that. And I was like, well, you know, it wasn't as good as I'd hoped it would be. By no means am I a professional videographer. I'm pretty sure that there could have been some better settings on the camera, like manual settings that could have made it look better. But it is what it is. And, you know, I got it done, right? Yeah. So it was worth to him thanking me for it. I appreciated that. But the videos, it's just a shadow of what the reality was.
Well, and all these people are trying their best to sort of innovate and make it go as best they can. One of my favorite rock bands, Clutch, they recently did, for $9, you could have them streaming their live performance in their rehearsal studio to your living room, right? So I signed up for that for an additional, I don't know, $20 or something. You get a T-shirt that says, you know, hey, I watched this show or whatever. So they're trying to make it, they're trying to personalize it to that experience. And I did. I watched the show. It was broadcast live into my living room over the internet on my big screen TV. And while they're excellent performers and their sound quality was great and, you know, for that type of a thing, it was probably one of the best quality things that you could get. Even during the show, they were lamenting about how it was weird, how there was no response and there was no applause for them
energy
to respond
There's
to.
Nothing.
And that they were sort of working it out and we hope that this ends and all that kind of thing.
Oh, look, we got some thumbs up on Facebook. Wow.
Right. That's, you know, I do a lot of public speaking and without a crowd, I don't know how it would work. I don't even know how you can do it without having that kind of feedback.
Let me go to the phones here. We can share a little bit more about what some of the pushback has been against Van Morrison on the way and what he had to say about this. Jerome, though, is on the line to start things out here in hour number two on Charleston's WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
I just want to tell you, I don't care what you're saying. I'm wearing a mask and I'm social distancing at all times.
Awesome.
In your own home?
Chance. Do you think that's going to help you get Trump elected or not get elected or whatever?
Hey, Trump's trying to throw the election, okay?
Throw it?
Really?
Are you the one that says you're on the website?
Huh?
Are you the one that's on the website?
Which website?
Didn't one of you say you was on a dating website?
Oh, yeah. I'm on a couple of those.
That's Ian, yeah.
Chicken, chicken, bow wow.
What is that supposed to mean?
I know what kind of website that is.
What kind of website is it?
Hey, is it the same kind of website where Jerry Falwell Jr. met the pool boy?
You know, this is a story we haven't covered yet at all on Free Talk Live. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
So, Jerry Falwell, and I mean, listeners who don't know the name, maybe some of our younger listeners don't know the name, Jerry Falwell was like, is he still alive, the senior one?
Junior.
No. Right. I know we're going to get to the junior here. But
was he a televangelist?
Yeah, he was a huge televangelist and like a majorly influential one of these ultra right-wing conservative Christian types. They launched a university. Was he the 700 Club? Yeah. Or there was that Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson's another one. So like, hold on, Jerome. I'm trying to recap the story here. Okay, hold on. So because we haven't talked about this at we haven't talked about this at all, and I haven't looked deeply into this story. But apparently, the son of Jerry Falwell, who was the president of the what they call Liberty University, which is like a Christian, super Christian university somewhere, probably in the South. I don't even know where it is. But so this guy, Jerry Falwell Jr., has been accused by like his former pool boy and I think another guy who worked at his house of having sex with Falwell Jr.'s wife in front of Falwell. So basically that Falwell Jr. is a cuck, is essentially. And
A what?
C-U-C-K, cuck. It is a term
that,
as I understand it, is a
man... It comes from the word cuckold, and it means a man who can't do anything about his wife running around.
You younger generation, you.
That's not a new word.
Yeah, it's an old word.
That's an old word. And I think it also includes not only the people who don't do anything, Mark, but those who are turned on by it.
Well, I think that's the new meaning. I don't really even... Okay, pardon me if I don't understand all of this stuff, but, you know, as I understand...
That's the reason he's sitting there in the room while the pool boy gives
it to his wife. Isn't that a voyeur?
No, a voyeur would be somebody who watches without being necessarily known, I think.
All right, whatever.
That's my understanding of that term. So, like, a peephole.
What a story.
Yeah, so that's what Jerome was referring to with the Falwell thing. Sorry, go ahead, Jerome.
The fact that he's a big supporter of Donald Trump.
Well, you know Trump's a freak.
When you're a celebrity,
right?
They let you get away with it.
Well, Trump's a freak himself, right? You remember hearing about the allegations with the Russian prostitutes and doing things we can't talk about on the radio?
Yeah, that can't be true, can it?
It could totally be true. It could totally be true.
I couldn't believe. No, that's not true. He wouldn't do such a thing.
Oh, I think he probably would.
Well, if it's consenting adults,
wife.
I guess I'm...
I mean wife number three. He loves his wife. Excuse me.
Well, now, that's not to say that there's anything wrong with having more than one spouse. I mean, if somebody wants to be with three people or four people in a relationship, I think that's totally fine.
If they can make it go,
more power
to them, you know.
Yeah, it's hard enough to be married to one woman, I can tell.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what about the color? He's doing an interview with his daughter, Ivanka, who his sister calls a mini doll. And he said, the interviewer asked him, hey, what do you and your father have in common? Oh, I would say, this is his daughter's response, I would say our golf and real estate. And then they asked him, well, what about you, Donald? Oh, sex. Oh.
What?
This guy wants to go with his own daughter, man.
He actually
how
said
dirty
that.
As he is. Can you be any dirtier than that?
When was this interview? Is this like an old interview or is this recent?
Yeah.
It's old, okay.
This is an old interview.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jerome. I do appreciate hearing from you. Always entertaining. Thoughts, if you want to share them, you're welcome to do that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I'm trying not to think about any of it.
Yeah, I'm currently thoughtless.
You know, I got to give Trump some credit for throwing the Republican convention on the White House lawn.
Okay.
That, I don't think, has ever been done before.
Why is that creditable?
I mean, that's a ballsy thing to do, to use the government property like that in just such a just blatantly partisan manner, essentially. Like, we're just going to throw our convention on the White House lawn. And the Democrats already threw their convention, so it's not like they can be like, oh, we want to do that too.
Right.
They already threw theirs. And I think they only did it, I could be wrong on this, I think they only did it on the last day, so they had it somewhere. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. I think they had it somewhere else, and then on the final day,
yeah, there was the fort in Maryland that Pence was doing his stuff from,
Really?
Where the 1812, the War of 1812 the Star Spangled Banner was written about, you know, this particular fort and the rockets, red glare, that one. You know, they're actually talking about things flying at this fort.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, as a partisanness.
As a partisan slight, I see your entertainment there, but
just the brazenness factor.
Yeah. Credit, I don't know.
I appreciate that kind of bravado, I guess.
It's funny.
Yeah, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Oh, and there was almost no masks in the crowd of 2000, which was nice.
Nice.
Yeah. We're coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and I started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us if you want to talk on the radio about a thing.
Join us.
That you might find interesting, that we might find interesting, that hopefully our listeners will find interesting, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It is time for you, if you have not done this yet, to go and get started in the world of cryptocurrency. And Bitcoin Cash, you really ought to go and learn about those. And Bitcoin.com will help you with that. They have a getting started area that keeps it simple. You can just watch a 2 or 3 minute long video and you'll get the basics of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin BTC. Once again, you can go to Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news section over at news.bitcoin.com that allows you to keep up to date with what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency. And there's a lot going on. It is a very busy, growing section of the various different industries out there. And so we love keeping up to it, up with it here on Free Talk Live. And news.bitcoin.com is a great way to do that. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then more from Van Morrison, the singer, songwriter, who is, he wants to get out there. He wants to perform. He's sick of this crap, this COVID crackdown, lockdown BS that's been going on for 6 months or whatever it is now. And he's sick of it. And he's saying other people need to stand up and be sick of it and do something about it and, you know, throw a concert, throw a party. We'll tell you more about it. But first, we got Mike in Colorado. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call. It means a lot. I had a comment, well, really quick on Falwell Jr. I just think it's kind of interesting whenever we hear about these, you know, cases of religious leaders doing things like this. It's just an interesting to note that it's usually the pillars of our society who are the ones that are doing these things behind the scenes that are really
The ones who are talking the most, the loudest about how family is so important. And that, you know, you need to be good under the eyes of God and follow all these rules and restrictions. And then you find out that Falwell Jr. has been watching as the pool boy has sex with his wife for something like a decade.
It's an allegation at this point. I don't know that we know that it's true. I disagree with this notion. I think
it's coming from more than one person. And we don't know if it was true.
Wait a second. I want to disagree. Okay.
Which part?
The idea that it's the religious people that are doing this. Look,
no.
There's perverts everywhere.
I'm not saying religious people are the only ones who are perverts.
The hypocrisy is delicious.
They're just the hypocritical ones.
Right.
They're the ones who want you to believe they're not doing that, and then it turns out that they are.
I get that the hypocrisy is delicious, but let's not overblow the case because then you blow, you blow all your credibility when you do it. You know, snicker if you wish about this. It's funny. I get it. But, you know, the who cares, right? So there's perverts of all stripes, and so what?
Well, so what? Well, the answer to so what is because these people act like they aren't doing that, and they insist that you shouldn't do those things either.
I believe it's called self-righteousness.
Yeah. So what is shut the F up, you people, and leave us alone. Leave other people alone. Stop looking down your nose when you yourself are guilty of the very things that you claim to be against.
Yeah, but that's not what everybody is worried about. A lot of people are worried about this particular person, this particular religion that I dislike more than most, this adherent has done this thing. Well,
I'm sure you can find
stories. I'm a religious guy. I don't do this stuff. Fine.
It has nothing to do with one particular religion, Mark. It's just the
Christian. You don't think the 14-year-old atheists on the internet are having a fine time with this simply because it's the
I'm just saying,
what's the color
hypocrisy thing? Probably exists in other religions. It's just that we see more Christians here in the United States as a percentage of the population. We're more likely to see the hypocrisy coming from them. If we were living in a Muslim place, we would probably see the same crap going on with Muslim
cults. Caller, what's your axe to grind on this one?
Oh, nothing. I actually had a totally different subject to talk about. I just thought I would just make that quick point. But I had a comment and a question today. So
before you go on, Mike, I'm sorry. I got one more thing to say about this. You know, it's not like we brought it up. Mark,
I
avoided that particular story because it's like, oh, look, there's another Christian guy who got caught with his pants down. I left that one alone. Somebody called in about it, so we commented.
Right.
Go ahead, Mike.
I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. Please, go ahead.
Okay. So I actually had a comment and question today. So actually an interesting story this past week. Scott Peterson's death sentence overturned. The court cited the decision being, quote, while a court may dismiss a prospective juror as unqualified to sit on a capital case if the juror's views on capital punishment would substantially impair his or her ability to follow the law.
Okay. Scott Peterson, that name rings a bell.
Can I just finish my comment?
Well, can you tell me who Scott Peterson is? The name rings a bell, but I'm not remembering.
Sure. Let me just finish, and then I'll tell you who he is. So a juror may not be dismissed merely because he or she has expressed opposition to the death penalty as a general matter, the opinion states. So very interesting decision, and there's been a lot of discussion as to whether or not Mr. Peterson deserves a new trial. So, you know, my question is, what is your opinion on the state Supreme Court's decision? And
first,
what
which state was it, and who was Scott Peterson?
Yeah, so California, Scott Peterson was convicted of killing his wife and unborn child, Lacey Peterson.
Okay.
And this kind of is kind of a big deal.
This was like a decade ago, right? This seems like it
has
been some time.
This was a pretty big news story, and I thought it would be kind of interesting to get your guys'
opinion. And the news was what about some juror maybe? What was the news, though?
There was bias on the jury's end due to the death penalty, and that's kind of why this decision was overturned. But there's been a lot of discussion on should Scott Peterson get a new trial? Does he deserve a new trial?
I'm sorry if I'm unclear on this. I apologize. What were they saying the bias was? Was it the jury was somehow biased against Scott or in favor of Scott because of whichever view they have on the death penalty? I'm not clear.
Right. So what it was, there was a questionnaire given to the panel of the jury that asked, do you have any religious views against the death penalty? Are you in favor for it or against it inherently or exherently kind of? And one or a number of the jurors marked yes to that question. That went kind of by the wayside, apparently. And that is the state Supreme Court's basis for overturning this. There has been a lot of discussion.
Overturning his conviction?
His death sentence. He still has life in prison. But, you know, I just thought I would, you know, get your guys' opinion on this because it's really an important issue, I think.
Right. So many states will exclude a person from serving on a jury if they do not believe in the death penalty, if, of course, they're dealing with the death penalty situation. And I've always found this to be a little strange. Suddenly your opinion as to the guilt or innocence of this person doesn't matter because you're, philosophically opposed to the death penalty. So that takes out of, I mean, you know, this whole idea of a jury of the peers is tenuous at best because I don't know these people. They're not my peers. But then when you exclude some of my peers based on their philosophical belief, now what?
Is it only excluded if you're against the death penalty?
That's correct. You have to be for the death penalty. So it takes out a swath. I mean, and I would guess that sort of psychologically people that are for the death penalty are also more likely to believe a prosecutor's side of the case.
That would be my guess.
And by the way, felonies are felonies that are taken to trial, two-thirds of them are found guilty. So you would think that the people who are willing to take their cases to trial would be more likely to be innocent, but, you know.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the death penalty or the just pathetic state of entertainment in the world, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited areas of Texas and Louisiana hit hard by Hurricane Laura. At the Emergency Operations Center in Orange, Texas, the president held a round table with local officials.
We've worked with the private sector to restore power to remaining 200,000 residents, and they think the power is going to be restored almost in very good order.
Pretty quick.
I believe so.
He said water and meals are being delivered to the region. He also signed a major disaster declaration. Earlier, he toured storm damage in Louisiana. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden gave a virtual address to the National Guard.
I promise you, as president, I'll never put you in the middle of politics or personal vendettas. I'll never use the military as a prop or as a private militia to violate rights of fellow citizens.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump is back on the campaign trail, and USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The president hit the road less than a day after accepting the Republican nomination. As he was giving his acceptance speech as part of the RNC on the White House South Lawn, protesters took to the street. The president criticized protesters during the rally at an airport in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
They're not protesters. Those are anarchists. They're agitators. They're rioters. They're looters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
U.S. Marshals say they found 39 missing children in Atlanta and Macon, Georgia. Investigators cleared 26 arrest warrants, including warrants for 9 people arrested, and filed additional charges for alleged crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapon possessions, and custodial interference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in, toll free, the number here, 855-450, free like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. I did look up this story that our last caller just brought up, the Scott Peterson reversal of his death sentence case, and the news here has made it a little more clear to me, because when I was listening to what he was saying, maybe I misheard him. I tried asking for clarification a couple times, and it just wasn't working out in my mind. I'm like, well, why would a juror...
You decided to do your own research?
Yeah, like, it didn't make sense. It sounded like the caller was saying one of the jurors on the case was against the death penalty,
right,
and that's the reason why the judge overturned. That made no sense to me at all. According to the Modesto Bee story published, I think, earlier today, the trial judge wrongly excluded 13 potential jurors who stated they were opposed to the death penalty because he didn't first determine whether they could put their beliefs aside and follow the law, according to a unanimous opinion by a higher court in California. So they reversed the death sentence in this particular case because the judge botched up the jury selection. So it wasn't that people who were against the death penalty were on his jury. They weren't. They were wrongfully excluded.
But I think that's generally done.
What is?
That people are excluded based on their opinion of the death penalty.
Yes, and they probably would have excluded them, but the judge... Well, they probably would have excluded them in the right way if they followed the rules. Like, they would have likely have been excluded, but what according to this happened was the judge didn't follow the procedure correctly.
Right. So it's a procedural error.
And this is, I find this to be a problem generally. So the idea that if you're asked, are you for or against the death penalty, it's a bit of a nuanced question, and whereas you may be for the death penalty for only Hitler, right? Mm-hmm. And I use Hitler because he is the most hated person in, recent history. And whereas everybody else should not get the death penalty, only Hitler. Are you then for the death penalty or are you against it? It sounds to me like you're for it. So I am generally philosophically against the death penalty.
Right.
However, I must say when that Boston bomber kid was his death penalty was read out, in my mind while I was in my, out of my mouth when I was driving the car, I said, good. Because I just really hated that guy. He made a real mess of things, and what a crappy individual. So,
aren't there conspiracy theories about that, though?
Whatever, I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. They can call in about whatever nonsense they want.
In this case, this is the equivalent of a technicality.
Yes, because what they should have done, apparently, is for all the people who said they're against the death penalty, there's then a question that they're supposed to ask, which is to say, well, can you put your beliefs aside and follow the law?
Sure.
Meaning that will you put our system above your religious beliefs?
Well, and there's a difference between guilt and the sentence. I mean,
but you have to understand that juries, in most places, do not determine the sentence.
Correct.
Only the jury can determine guilt or not. And so whether or not the death penalty may apply in a sentence could affect how a juror decides a case.
Sure. Lots of things affect how jurors decide cases.
And what they want to make sure is that they don't put any jurors with any kind of conscience on the case.
All right. So if, let's say, your favorite color being pink correlated to you being less likely to find somebody guilty than if your favorite color is orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if that information was known by prosecutors, then prosecutors asking the question, what's your favorite color, in my mind, should be excluded because you don't want to put together a person more likely to convict. There are people out there that will convict simply because some prosecutor stands up and says, he did it. There's these mind-numbed sycophants
out there.
Those are
the people they want on juries.
In many cases, they do. And I think that the state should have, it shouldn't be an equal playing field because it's not an equal playing field in so much as if I go in, I could be sentenced to prison. If the prosecutor goes in, nothing changes in his life if he gets a not guilty plea. So they don't have the same stake in it. So, every advantage should be given to the defense. And the prosecution should not be able to exclude a single person from the jury.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
This is a government of, by, and for the people, and then you're going to let a prosecutor exclude people from the jury?
You should run for state rep, man. You'd have my vote.
Well, the state rep, what do they have to say about it?
I don't know. Is that even something that the reps can change? Or is that the system and you can't change it? It's the Western court system and that's just the way it is.
The criminal justice system in the United States is held up as the greatest in the world. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but if it is, it's a commentary on just how crappy criminal justice systems are across the globe.
Absolutely. We go to your calls, your thoughts. Scott is in North Carolina. Scott, listening online. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening to a couple of things that were brought up.
Yes, sir.
First of all, about Trump using the lawn at the White House for a convention speech. I mean, people use government property every day. All incumbents use Air Force One. All the people who are out there campaigning who are already in office, like Kamala Harris, she's getting paid to be a senator, but they're never at their job when they're out campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's using government property and government funds to do such things.
Sure.
It just is.
They've actually set the system up to actually fund their conventions, from what I understand.
How so?
To some extent.
We know how corrupt the government is, but anyway,
they get subsidies.
And I think Trump's standing in the gap. That's why I support it.
You think he's making the government less corrupt?
Well, he already had his money made when he went there. Look at the rest of them. They got rich after they went there. There's
yeah,
difference.
I got to say that that's not a pleasant idea, that people that go to Congress are very likely to become millionaires.
Absolutely, all of them.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing that I wanted to mention. I heard you talking about Falwell Jr.
Yeah.
This is just somebody that I knew. She's from North Carolina. Her husband was an NFL. He's now deceased. Her husband was an NFL player. And I knew this woman, and she confided some things in me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that they were basically swingers. I'm not into that. It's not my thing. Never partook in that. But she told me about
Parents
it.
Parents just know things.
And she said that there was this place in Charlotte that all these people went to, and she said that people don't even realize some of the public officials and sports figures and all these people who were involved. She said there was a huge house, gated house in Charlotte, and they would go there. And she said these were like the VIPs from all over the Carolinas and the eastern United States would show up at this place for these huge swingers parties on the weekend at this big mansion outside of Charlotte. That's what she told me. And I won't get into it, but it was like professional sports figures, politicians, you know, big names, public names, celebrities. And so it goes on, I think, a lot more than what people think.
Oh, I think you're right about that. And I don't care. You know, like, people can do whatever they want. It's their personal life. It's just when they talk down to other people about it. That's when I want to point it out. When you are saying don't do, and then you do the things you say to don't do, you know, do as I say, not as I do, those people, I just love pointing them out because it's BS. Thanks, Scott, for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Bob. He's on the line in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN-FM. Go ahead, Bob.
WRNN Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, great station. Go ahead.
Just two things real quick.
Yeah.
Down here we have a 5-star comedy club called the Comedy Cabana.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been open since May 9th. And
excellent.
Now they're selling out every night.
Wow.
And do they have to abide by any social distancing rules? Are they at full capacity?
We're at 50% capacity for Myrtle Beach, but we're not quite in Myrtle Beach. We're not quite in North Myrtle Beach. We're right in the middle, so we can have up to 50% of the crowd. We seat 180.
Okay.
90? That's good enough to pay a comic, right?
Yeah. Troy Sergio was just here recently, yeah.
Who is it?
Troy Sergio from Beverly Hills.
Yep. I don't follow the scene. Hang on with the second thing. Hang on, Bob. We'll bring it back for item number two with Bob in Myrtle Beach. Sounds like
I
might
do love a good comedy club.
Yeah.
Comedy
like
Cabana, he said.
In Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Sounds like he might be somebody who works there.
He does have that sound, yes.
Says we.
Fine.
855-450, free like freedom. Glad to hear it, that there's something happening.
Warms my soul.
Out there. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
I am L. Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And I want to say thanks to Mike Sayers, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Mike contributes to the show via the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, which is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations around the United States. We have over 190 radio stations today, and we can have more. It's possible. There's probably at least 100 or so more that we can grab, maybe even 200. You know, it just takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. And the AMP program helps us do that. So thanks to Mike Sayers for helping us with that. You can join the AMP program just like Mike did over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Bob is in Myrtle Beach. He had a second point he said he wanted to make. So go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that when they were talking about all the grief and going around the country because the president announced his nomination or his acceptance of the speech on the White House lawn. And they forget that Ronald Reagan, he did it from the White House.
Oh, did he?
Jimmy Carter did it from the White House, and Franklin Roosevelt did it twice from the White House.
How about that? Now, was it at the convention or was it just an announcement?
No, Ronald Reagan announced it in the Oval Office. Jimmy Carter sat in the Oval Office and said, I'm going to be running for president the second term.
And so was this the first time then that it actually happened in that it was at the Republican convention on the White House lawn? Had that ever happened before?
That's Republican convention. No, they did it before the convention.
No. So my question is, had they ever had the Republican convention on the White House lawn before? Because I believe this was the first time for that to happen.
Yeah, it was the first time. I'm an history teacher, but it was the first time that it was done on the White House lawn.
Right.
Because of the COVID. Ronald Reagan did it, if you remember. We had the war going on.
Ronald Reagan did what?
What war? The only war Reagan had was Grenada.
Well, there was a Cold War, but...
Grenada. But Reagan just said, I'm going to be running for the President of the United States from the Oval Office.
Right, but he wasn't at the Republican National Convention.
There
were
fireworks over the Washington.
Did you see the fireworks?
Monument.
Did you see them? No. Did they have fireworks?
So
it's quite a show.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some friends of mine that are diehard Yellow Dog Democrats that are, you know, wetting themselves over this. And look, I don't know the legality. I don't know what the Holmes Act or whatever the Hunt Act, whatever they're calling it. I don't remember what it is. I don't know what its relationship is to this. But by God, I'm confident that some lefty group will go ahead and file suit if that'll either, you know, get through the courts or it won't based on this. I don't care. It doesn't make me upset.
Bob, thanks for the call tonight. I'm glad you brought up the fireworks because they, as soon as Trump was done speaking, they had a pretty intense set of fireworks that actually spelled the letters Trump 2020.
So amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
And I had to, I of course, you know, it was not lost on me that just moments before in the speech, Trump was talking trash about China and getting business out of China, and then they spend God knows how much money. You know those fireworks weren't made in Pakistan, right? They didn't make those fireworks in Grenada.
Yeah.
They made those fireworks in China, so God knows it must have been a million or two. I don't know what you spent for these
kind of
fireworks.
It was the most expensive display I've ever seen.
Huge display of fireworks.
So Trump, in my opinion, is the most WWE president.
He was on it. He was on WWE.
But did he have exit music?
Well, of course. They had some, you know, whatever America theme kind of.
Because I know folks have, certain artists have said, hey, don't use my music, stuff
sure.
like that.
Sure. But if you pay the ASCAP BMI fees, then, hey, you got your music out there. There's not much they can do.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought it was interesting, the Sean Hannity theme music, that Let Freedom Ring. Like the song has
music, girl.
Nothing, I don't remember who it is, but somebody is screaming it at the radio right now, but yeah. I've got it on my playlist, but I don't memorize these people's names, I'm sorry. But, I mean, like, the song has nothing to do with sort of the way he employs it, but it really works for him. As far as the intro.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in, I guess, the Alamogordo area.
Yeah, K-I-N-N, cousin to K-E-N-N.
Welcome.
What's on your mind? Pilot friend of mine used to fly for Jerry Falwell, was one of Jerry Falwell's pilots.
The senior one or the junior one?
Well, the junior one, too, but when he was, this was like, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So junior was really junior back then.
Right. I think he's in his 50s right now or something?
Looks like it. Looks like he's mid-50s or almost 60 or something like that.
These ministers with their private jets never cease to amaze me. talk about brazen, right?
Yeah, another friend of mine flew for Oral Roberts, and another one flew for Swaggart. So yeah, they all. Oh, and then another one flew for Lowell Lundstrom, although he's a lesser one. Nobody really knows who he is.
So but, I mean, yeah, just saying that you know people who flew for these people is nice. But do they have any stories about the things that they saw while they were on those planes?
Well,
was Jesus their co-pilot?
They very well may, but they were rather Christian folk themselves, so they probably wouldn't have shared it with me if they had. So.
I gotcha. Because according to the allegations in this story, ABC News reporting that Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife, Becky, had sex, or rather Becky had sex with, while Falwell Jr. watched.
Wait, her name is Becky.
Yeah, their pool boy, who is, I guess, 29 now, but this was some number of years ago. He contends that the spring of 2012, Becky Falwell began to flirt with him at the Miami hotel where he worked and invited him to a hotel room for sex, telling him her husband liked to watch. He said he soon met Falwell, a leading voice in Christian conservative politics, for the first time. Quote, Jerry was laying on the bed. He was drunk, and he was giggling, unquote. He said that he met the two men awkwardly discussed the parameters of the impending sexual encounter. He insisted that during the first encounter, he reassured Falwell that if the older man became uncomfortable, he would leave. Hey, he said, he told Falwell anxiously, if at any point you get jealous or you want me to back off, just let me know, and I'll walk out of here. Grunda, which is the man's name, said Falwell reassured him, urging him to, quote, go for it. He enjoyed watching, said Grunda, who told ABC News the sexual encounters continued multiple times a year until 2018 in hotels in Miami, New York, and at the Falwell's Virginia home. He said that they had told him during the first encounter they'd visited a swingers club in Miami the previous night, but they weren't comfortable. So,
well, I can't imagine. I mean, you wouldn't want to be famous going into one of those places.
Club. Yeah.
So, my first question always is when I hear these sorts of accusations.
Falwell denied the charges.
Right. These accusations is, what kind of proof do you have? Because if you don't have proof, you're just an a-hole on the internet, as far as I'm concerned. I think this is nonsense.
You don't believe it?
No.
Oh, it sounds totally plausible to me. What about you, Captain?
Is it plausible?
It sounds plausible, but I'm torn. I mean, I kind of don't care, but is there evidence? That's a great question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
It's the only question. When accusations are made, any person, I mean, like, this guy could be some ridiculous liar.
Okay, well, he did provide text messages, screenshots, and audio to corroborate his account, according to Reuters, and provided one of the audio tapes to ABC News, claiming that Falwell watched his wife's sexual trysts with the younger man from the corner of the room through video cameras. And so he says he's got texts, he's got screenshots.
There is some evidence.
Yep. Is that good enough for you, Mark?
Well, only, you know, I mean they're not providing them.
You haven't read them yet.
Yeah, but I haven't looked at them, but, you know, I would have to know what they say. I mean, screenshots of what?
Well, and what's the actual claim here? What's the scandal? I mean, it sounds like people...
Just hypocrisy.
People doing voluntary things,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, the only scandal is the hypocrisy here, right? Like, the Falwells aren't in government, right? So it's not like they're directly forcing their beliefs onto people. But these are the kind of people who would support things like outlawing gay sex. These are the kinds of people who would support prohibiting people from having, you know, sex...
Say one thing, do another.
...outside of... Right. Marriage. You know, these are the kind of people we're talking about. They run a conservative Christian university. And, you know, they get behind the pulpit and they say one thing, and then they actually get caught doing the very things that they don't want people to do. I mean, this isn't what Jesus said to do, right? To, you know, have sex with some strange pool boy in front of your husband. Is that something God is approving of in the Bible? I don't know. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So it's just fun to call these people out. And it does, according to this report at ABC News, it says the news organization Reuters, which published the explosive interview with him, had worked on the story for some time. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Falwell's claim he's trying to extort them, by the way. We're coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.